This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. It's day 3 of the Dog Days of Advent, and this story is called Morning Light. It was inspired by the day 1 prompt of December Reflections. The sand was cold and slightly damp between her bare feet, but despite the chill, Annie couldn't stand the thought of wearing shoes. Not to the beach, not even on Christmas morning. Otherwise prepared for the cold weather in a fisherman's sweater she'd acquired from an old boyfriend and a pair of jeans that had reached the maximum level of softness from repeated washings, she carried her steaming mug of coffee up the slight rise to the best vantage point on the shore. Behind her, in the house with the bleached pine floors and the wraparound porch, she knew her present partner was still sleeping, flanked by their 2 adolescent Labradors. The 3 of them would be harmonizing their snores for at least another hour, which gave her this moment of solitude and ritual. Drinking coffee on the beach at sunrise was something she'd done since she was a teenager, and her mother had dragged her from her bed one winter morning. That day, they'd worn galoshes because the beach had been covered in snow. Her mother had also brought along a tarp and a wool blanket. "Cold is one thing," she'd said. "Hypothermia is quite another." The older woman had given her a piece of wisdom or a snatch of her own story. Every year from that Christmas until the one when she'd left the world of the living. And after that, there had been no more family holidays. Annie's father had never been part of the picture, and she and her brother had drifted apart, their relationship relegated to one of holiday cards and birthday texts. Sometimes, Annie wished she'd had a daughter with whom to continue the tradition, but it was a minor regret, one note in the rich song that was her life. Annie wrapped her hands around the warm mug, letting her fingers meet through the handle. Her new ritual was to send a silent prayer to the universe. For peace. For patience. For wisdom. She sat there in communion with the sea, sand, and sky until the sun had risen completely. Then she drained her mug and rose, more stiffly than she would have liked, to her feet and moved closer to the water's edge, where the sand was smooth and damp. Using a fragment of a clamshell, Annie wrote her mother's name in the sand, and her grandmother's, the 2 women who had most influenced her, and traced a heart around them. Below, she wrote "Merry Christmas," followed by the year. Then she cast the shell back into the sea and walked back across the sand, up the stairs and around to the kitchen door. She left her mug in the sink and started a fresh pot of coffee, setting the machine to begin brewing in 90 minutes. Creeping back into the bedroom, she stripped down to a tank top and underwear. She hadn't bothered with a bra. It wasn't like anyone would be on the beach on Christmas morning other than her. Nudged one of the dogs out of her way and slipped back into bed. Later, her partner would wake up and she would feel his whiskers against her chin when he kissed the salt from her lips. But right then, it was early on Christmas morning, and Annie was exactly where she wanted to be. Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive, and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.